Mistress Ford, your sorrow hath eaten up my sufferance. I see you're obsequious in your love. And I profess requital to a hair's breadth. Not only, Mistress Ford, in the simple office of love, but in all the accoutrement, compliment, and ceremony of it. But are you sure of your husband now?
He's a birding, sweet Sir John.
What ho, Gossip Ford! What ho!
Step into the chamber, Sir John. How now, sweetheart? Who's at home beside yourself?
Why, none but mine own people.
Indeed.
No, certainly. Speak louder.
Truly, I am so glad you have nobody here.
Why?
Why, woman, your husband is in his old rooms again.
Oh.
He so takes on yonder with my husband, so rails against all married mankind, so curses all Eve's daughters of what complexion soever, and so buffets himself on the forehead, crying, "Peer out, peer out," that any madness I ever yet beheld seemed but tameness, civility, and patience to this his distemper is in now. I am glad the fat knight is not here.
Why does he talk of him?
Of none but him, and swears he was carried out the last time he searched for him in a basket. Pretends to my husband he is now here, and has drawn him and the rest of their company from their spot to make another experiment of his suspicion. But I am glad the knight is not here. Now he shall see his own foolery.
Well, how near is he, Mistress Day?
Hard by, at street end. He will be here anon.
Oh, I am undone. The knight is here.
Why, then you are utterly shamed, and he's but a dead man. What a woman are you? Away with him, away with him. Better shame than murder.
Oh, which way should he go? How should I pursue him? Shall I put him in the basket again?
No! Oh. I'll come no more in the basket. May I not go out ere he come?
Alas, three of Mr. Ford's brothers watch the door with pistols.
Oh, no.
And none shall issue out. Otherwise, you might slip away ere he came. What made you here?
What shall I do? I'll creep up into the chimney.
Oh, there they always used to discharge their burning pieces. Creep into the kiln.
Where is it?
Oh, you must be there, on my word. Neither press, copper, chest, trunk, well vault. But he has an abstract for the remembrance of the traces and goes to them by the note. There is no hiding in the house.
I'll go out then.
If you go out in your own semblance, you die, Sir John. Unless you go out disguised.
How might we disguise him?
Oh, alas, the day I know not. There is no woman's gown big enough for him. Otherwise, he might put on a hat, a muffler, and a kerchief, and so escape.
Oh, good hearts, devise something, any extremity, rather than a mischief.
My maid's aunt, the fat woman of Brainford, has a gown above.
On my word, it will serve him. Yes. She's as big as he is, and there's her thumb hat and her muffler. Run up, Sir John.
Mrs. Bates and I will look some linen for your head.
Quick, we'll come dress you straight. Put on the gown the while.
Why, good, my husband wouldn't meet him in the shape. He cannot abide the old woman of Brainford. He swears she's a witch, forbade my house, and has threatened to beat her.
Heaven guide him to thy husband's cudgel, and the devil guide his cudgel after him.
But is my husband coming?
Aye, in good sadness, is he? And he walks at the basket, too. Howsoever, he's had intelligence.
We'll try that. I'd appoint my men to carry the basket again, to meet him at the door, just the way they did the last
time. Oh, Nedith, you'll be here presently. Let's go dress him like the Witch of Brain.
I first direct my men what shall they do with the basket. Go up. I'll bring linen for him straight.
Oh, hang him, dishonest varlet. We cannot misuse him enough. We'll leave a proof by that which we will do. Wives may be merry, and yet honest, too. We do not act that often jest and laugh. 'Tis old but true. Still, swine eats all the draught.
Go, sirs. Take the basket again on your shoulders. Your master is guard at the door. If he bids you set it down, obey him. Quickly, dispatch.
Oh, come, take it up.
Pray heaven it be not full of night again.
I hope not. I'd as leave confess the much leg.
Aye, but if it prove true, Master Page, have you any way then to unpull me again? Sit down the basket, villain. Somebody call my wife. Youth. In a basket. Oh, you pandly rascal. There's a knot, a gin, a pack, a conspiracy against me. No, shall the devil be shamed. What? Wife, I say, come forth. Behold what honest clothes you send forth to bleach.
Oh, why, this passes, Master Ford. You are not to go loose any longer. You must be pinioned.
Why, this is lunatics. Oh, this is mad, as a mad dog.
Indeed, Master Ford, this is not well indeed.
So say I too, sir. Come hither, Mistress Ford. Mistress Ford, the honest woman, the modest wife, the virtuous creature that hath the jealous fool to her husband. I suspect without cause, Mistress, do I?
Heaven be my witness, you do, if you suspect me in any dishonesty.
Well said, brazen face. Hold it out. Come forth, sinner.
His party.
Are you not ashamed? Leave the clothes alone.
I shall find you an odd.
Tis unreasonable. Will you take up your wife's clothes? Come away.
Empty the basket, I say.
Why, oh, now? Why?
Master Page, as I am a man, there was one conveyed out of my house yesterday in this basket. Why may not it be here again? In my house, I'm sure he is. My intelligence is true. My jealousy is reasonable. Pluck me out all and then...
If you find a man there, you don't please,
sir. Here's no man.
By my fidelity, this is not well, Master Ford. This runs you.
Master Ford, you must pray and not follow the imaginations of your own heart. This is jealousy. He's not here, I seek for.
No, nor nobody else but in your brain.
Help me to search. Search my house this once. If I find out what I seek, show no colour for my extremity. Let me forever be a cable sport. Let them say of me, as jealous as Ford, that searched a hollow walnut for his wife's green money. Satisfy me once more. Once more, search with me.
What, oh, Mr. Page? Come you and the old woman down.
What?
My husband will come into the chamber.
Old woman? What old woman's that?
Why, it is my maid's aunt of Brentford.
A witch! A queen, an old cousining queen. Have I not forbidden my house? She comes of errands, does she? We are simple men. We do not know what's brought to pass under the profession of fortune-telling. She works by charms, by spells, by the figure of such adorably as this is. Beyond our element, we know nothing. Come down, you witch! You hag, you! Come down, I say!
Good sweet husband! Oh, but gentlemen, let me not strike the old woman. Oh, come, Mother Pratt, come. Give me your hand.
I'll crack her! Out of my door, you witch! You rag! You faggot! You polecat! You runyon! I'll
torture you! I'll torture you! Oh, are you not ashamed? I think you will kill the poor woman. Nay, he will do it. Tis a goodly credit for you.
Hang a witch!
Boy, yea, no, I think the woman is a witch indeed. I like not when a woman has a great beard. I spy a great beard under his muffler.
Will you follow, gentlemen? I beseech you follow. See but the issue of my jealousy. If I cry out thus upon no trail, never trust me when I open again.
Oh, let's survey his humour a little further. Come, gentlemen.
Oh, trust me, he beat him most pitifully. Mother Mary did not. He beat him most unpitifully, my lord. I'll have the cudgel hallowed and hung on the altar. It is a meritorious service. What, thank you. Maybe. For the warrant of womanhood and the witness of a good conscience pursue him with any further revenge.
The spirit of wantonness is sure scared out of him. If the devil have him not increased him for with fine and recovery, he will never, I think, in the way of waste to tempt us again.
Shall we tell our husband how we have served him?
Oh, yes, by all means. If he'd be but to scrape the figures out of your husband's brain. If they can find in their hearts the poor, unvirtuous fat knight shall be any further afflicted, we too will still be the ministers.
I'll warrant they'll have him publicly shamed, and they think there'll be no pay to the jest should he not be publicly shamed.
Come to the forge with it, then shape it. I would not have things cool.